New data obtained by the Redfern Legal Centre has revealed that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders are being unfairly targeted by police strip searches in New South Wales. This is yet another reason why so many people are protesting in the Black Lives Matter rallies. Ryan Stadden asked Samantha Lee, solicitor for the Police Accountability Practice at Redfern Legal Centre, how the laws surrounding strip searching in New South Wales currently work.
Well, in New South Wales, a child as young as 10 can be strip searched. To commence a strip search, though, police must form what's called reasonable suspicion. In addition to that, they must be of the view that the circumstances are serious and urgent enough to make the strip search necessary. So it's just a number of legal thresholds that they have to jump through, but whether they jump through that is another question.
According to your data, Indigenous Australians make up 12% of all strip searches in New South Wales, despite being only 4% of the population. How long has this discrimination in strip searching practices been going on?
Our data is only for a certain period, but I believe strip searches have been conducted in Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities for a very long time, and that this problem has been left to fester for years. I do believe that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people have borne the brunt of strip searches for a long time, and the statistics that we have obtained, I believe that you could probably double that, because what we found through the Law Enforcement Conduct Commission, which is the police watchdog public hearings, is that police are often not recording strip searches, and in fact, police fail to understand strip search laws properly.
Was it difficult to obtain this data?
Yes, so it's through what's called the Government Information Access Act, and it always is a bit of a process getting or putting an application for access to information. You have to specify the type of data that you're after, and then you may have to pay a fee to obtain the information. So in some ways, information is accessible, but at a cost.
What has the police response to this revelation been?
Well, we've yet to see the police response to the overuse of strip searches in New South Wales. We have had the police commissioner come out in response to strip searches, and the commissioner's response is not one of compassion, but a sort of hard line in regards to policing. I can only say that strip searches are one of the most invasive police processes available. They cause so much harm to the person that is strip searched. These people are traumatised for a long time after being subjected to a strip search, and it's just a type of practice that needs to stop.
This news arrives in the middle of a national protest movement against police injustice, with a focus on their treatment of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders. What other aspects of policing discriminate against these communities?
Well, there's so much data and stories coming out at the moment, isn't there, that shows there are a number of areas where Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people are disproportionately not only represented in the criminal justice system, but overrepresented in terms of policing in general. I can only say that this type of policing needs immediately addressing.
How would you want these issues to be addressed?
For strip searches, we want the law changed. We want no strip searching of children, particularly children who are between the ages of 10 and 17 years. I think in terms of minor offences, obviously police need reminding that for minor offences that any form of arrest is an absolute last resort. And last but not least, there's many areas, but I think over the last weeks we've seen excessive force used in a very minor policing matter, and any type of force should not be used, particularly when there's no force being exerted on the police officer.
Is there anything else that listeners should know about strip searching?
Look, strip search law is the only law in Australia that allows an adult to inspect the naked body of a child as young as 10. It fails to adhere to any form of child protection principles. It's appalling that this practice is still allowed in this day and age, and it's just time that it stopped.
Samantha Lee, solicitor for the Police Accountability Practice at the Redfern Legal Centre, speaking there with Ryan Stanton.